A week-long international congress hosted by the Vatican Observatory came to a close today. The event coincided with the summer school hosted by the observatory, which brings together astronomers and students from around the world.
The theme of the meeting this year was exploring the ways astronomy could be a common ground for dialogue among cultures. The event was one of many being planned to mark the International Year of Astronomy. Well, I caught up with Jesuit brother Guy Consolomagno on the sidelines of the event, who spoke to us about the meeting.
Here at the school, we have the entire world. Our schools have had students from more than 50 nations attend over the years. The organization of this school is by two women, both named Marina, one from Slovakia, one from Argentina, and they've gathered together people from almost every continent to talk about how astronomy has affected their culture, how they are interacting as astronomers with their culture, and then how we can carry this further to recognize astronomy as, well, to put it most simply, we're all in the same universe. We're all under the same sky. We're all made out of the same stardust.
Since man first walked on the moon, what would for you would be the outstanding successes in astronomy?
I hate to say it because I study the planets and I think planetary exploration is incredibly thrilling. And certainly having robots wander about Mars, we understand Mars in a way we never would have believed 40 years ago. And we can see it now as a place and not just as a dot of light in the sky. And yet, fundamentally, I have to give the credit to the guys who have worked out the existence of dark energy and dark matter and the nature of the whole cosmos and how the universe itself is fundamentally put together. We've got answers to questions that we didn't even know were questions 40 years ago.
Like what?
Like, what is the nature of the forces that hold the universe together? Back 40 years ago, we thought by studying stars, we were studying the universe. It turns out stars only make up 4% of what the universe is made of. And the rest of it, we know it's there, but we don't know what it is. And we come up with names like dark matter and dark energy. We call them dark only because it means we can't see them. We don't know what they are. We're in the dark.